Welcome to the Chapel of Bolio, built in the 14th century in Lire, in the Maine-et-Loire region of France. The first recorded mention of this chapel in Lire dates back to around 1377 in documents relating to the Lord of Bern, a local fief. In 1410, the chapel became the property of the Lord of Ponzo. Originally dedicated to Saint Mark, it was already in the Middle Ages an important place of pilgrimage, attracting worshippers from far afield. Its reputation appears to have reached its peak in the 16th century. Marriages were also celebrated here at that time. It seems that the chapel was, for a time, used for Protestant worship during the Huguenot invasions between 1575 and 1593. At the end of the 16th century, a legal dispute arose between the monks of the Priory of St. Martin in Lire, the chaplain of Bolio, and Massepapin, the parish priest of Lire. Each claimed that the chapel belonged to him and that, consequently, the offerings made by pilgrims should go to him. However, none of them was willing to maintain the building. It was therefore ruled that whoever benefited from the chapel must also ensure its upkeep. It seemed that this fair decision did not satisfy the parties involved, as on 24th of May 1683, a report by Antoine Binet, Archdeacon of Nantes, described the chapel as being in very poor state due to lack of maintenance. He therefore banned processions and pilgrimages. Nevertheless, the faithful continued to come in large numbers to pray. These processions and pilgrimages had both a religious and a social character. After prayers, families and friends would gather and celebrate together. As a result, on 4th of July 1707, the Bishopric of Nantes once again prohibited visits to the chapel, citing inappropriate behavior by those who remained on site after the ceremonies. Once again, this ban had little effect. During the turbulent years of the French Revolution, according to local tradition, the chapel served as a hidden refuge for priests who refused to take the oath and for worshippers seeking a discreet place to attend Mass. Concealed between the trees, it escaped destruction, unlike the Church of Lire. Restored in 1771, the chapel later fell into disrepair once more. In 1950, Father George Allah, parish priest of Lire, launched a public appeal to restore it. Volunteers came to support the craftsmen in charge of the work. On 12th of November 1950, a pontifical mass was celebrated here by Bishop Auger. Subsequently, until 1969, a mass was held here during the rogation days in honor of all donors. Time passed. Without regular maintenance, the building once again deteriorated. Part of the roof structure collapsed. And in the early 1980s, Father André Boulin, parish priest of Lire, removed from the chapel the chest containing sacred objects and liturgical vestments, as well as the statue of Our Lady of Bolio. Concerned to preserve this valuable part of Lire's heritage, the local council obtained from the owners a 99-year-old emphytic lease on the chapel and the surrounding land. Restoration of the building was entrusted to an association found on 30th of May 1985, the Friends of the Chapel of Notre Dame de Bolio and the Heritage of Lire. Thanks to the efforts of local residents and supporters, the chapel has regained its original purpose, a special place of gathering for people from the region and for visitors exploring the land of Joachim Bellay. The landscaped grounds and interior decoration were entirely created by local people. Benches and tables installed by stonemasons from the Compagnie du Bois. A candle stand created at the initiative of Father Boulin. clay statues from Le Foulier, sculpted by Madeleine de la Rogerie. The Virgin and Child by Marie Jo. The Stations of the Cross, created by a devoted local resident. The Basin, the Maltese Cross, and the Restoration of the Altar by Master Stonemasons. Stained glass windows depicting harvests and vineyards, installed thanks to members and generous donors. More recently, since 2020, further work has been carried out. Replacement of the entrance gate, restoration of the large cross in the grounds, electrification of the bell, which now marks daily in life in Beaulieu. Today, each year, two events take place at the Chapel of Beaulieu. The Rogation Procession, held on the Tuesday before Ascension Day, and the Nativity Scene, installed by volunteers during the Christmas period. And for the rest of the year, quietly and discreetly, the chapel continues to welcome visitors in its green setting, as shown by the visitors' book, which continues to be written day after day.